How did that work?
Zaida says she can't hear anything. Zaida, can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Fine, thank you.
Okay.
So we have quorum. It is 3:17. Should we start with roll call?
Yes, okay.
So we have Miriam Ferguson.
Present.
Suzette Jimenez.
Present.
D. Grady Scott is absent as of now. Zaida Liguen.
Present.
Dina Dykeley.
Present.
Dee Dee Sammet.
Here.
And Jane Buck.
Here. Did everyone have a chance to review the minutes from the May 30th meeting?
Yes.
Any changes, any objections? I make a motion to approve the minutes of the May 30th, 2023 meeting.
Second. Okay, so Miriam Ferguson?
Yes.
Suzette Jimenez?
Yes.
D. Grady Scott absent. Zaida Liguen?
Yes.
Dina Dykeley?
Yes.
Dee Dee Sammet?
Yes.
And James Rappaport?
Yes. I have a quick legal question, Perry, for item three. My understanding is that we don't interact with people who come to speak before us, that we just take their comment and we can discuss it later, but we don't, it's not a conversation, is that right?
Call the audience generally, no.
Okay.
Is there any, are we forbidden from asking questions of the members of the audience? Is that the call on that?
I think so.
All right. So I was informed by the clerk that we do have a speaker for calls to the audience.
Yes. So I know that we have David. I'm sorry. How do you enunciate your last name?
Eichner. Exactly as it looks.
Okay. So did you want to come up here?
Sure. Where is the best place to go?
I can pull up a chair for you, and if you want to sit right here in the middle.
And for the standing. Okay. And where is the microphone?
We what have a microphone over here. Or do you want to be in this room?
Yeah, we want it. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is David Eichner. I know many of you, but not all of you. I'm a criminal defense attorney at the Pima County Public Defender's Office in the Appeals Unit. I've been in the office for 18 years, 16 of which in the appeals unit. I'm the recent author of the Arizona Criminal Practice Manual. Many judges are using this, including some in the city court, from my knowledge, to have a grasp of the applicable law for any case that comes along. Although I don't practice in city court, I have been at the initial appearances at the jail. When Bob Hooker was the public defender, he tapped me and a handful of others to be the test cases for having public defenders at initial appearances. And in that capacity, I got to know both Judges Riojas and Judge Crenshaw. And Judge Crenshaw, that's my only times I've ever encountered him was at initial appearances. And I don't have any criticisms of anything that he's ever done. He's always been fair at initial appearances. He was thoughtful, made the decision that he thought was right, whether I agree with it or not. I appear as an advocate. He's the judge. So, of course, I didn't agree with every decision he ever made. But if there is such a judge, then they shouldn't be judging. I've had much more experience with Judge Riojas, not only through initial appearances, but through administrative work. And it is in that capacity that I chose to come today. So there are a couple of things that Judge Riojas has said and done in recent years that, to me, call into question whether he should continue to serve as a city magistrate. The first is I used to serve on the arrest to arraignment committee on behalf of my office, which he has served as the presiding judge for many years. And when the Fair Justice for All Task Force was appointed by Chief Justice Fales, and they put reforms into place that would help people be able to bond out earlier or get out on release, those changes did not get implemented as quickly in Pima County. And one of the things that I had specifically raised at a meeting was that prosecutors would come to court unprepared to seek a no bond hearing for somebody who should be held without bond, or bonds would be set at absurdly high amounts for the purpose of treating it like it was a no bond hearing. So the law requires that people be released on their promise to appear or have bonds set in the lease owner's conditions. So when somebody who doesn't have a penny to their name gets $1 million bond, that's obviously not a consideration of how much they can afford to pay. But the practice in Pima County has been to set $1 million bonds for anyone charged with first degree murder. Now, first degree murder can be a non-bondable offense. They're not even entitled to bond if the county attorney goes through the process of hearing and demonstrates that they should be held without bond. But the county attorney doesn't always want to do that because it's more work. So when I put this to the committee, Judge Riojas spoke to defend the practice of city magistrates at initial appearances to say that what we're doing, you know, if we can't make them have hearings. So we're basic, but what he implied is, so we have to do their work for them. If they will not go through the labor of making sure this person who's a danger to the community doesn't get out of jail, then it's our job as the magistrates to make sure they don't get out of jail. And the way I saw it, the way I retorted was that it is the job of the judge to decide the case that's put before them. And if one side chooses to fold and not proceed, then it's not the job of the judge to do one side's job for them. So people it's still the practice in Pima County that people who, when the county attorney doesn't seek to hold somebody without bond and they're truly non-bondable, that the state doesn't seek the hearings, that the magistrates will often do the bidding of the county attorney. And through what Judge Riojas has said in meetings, in policy meetings, that is the de facto policy of the court. More recently and more concerning is an issue that came to my attention. In addition to my work as a public defender, I've been involved with Arizona Attorneys for Criminal Justice, which is the state affiliate of National Association of Criminal Defense Attorneys. I'm a past president of the organization, and for the last 13 years, I have been either a chair or co-chair of the Amicus and Rules Committee. And an issue came to my attention a few months ago because this was something that might end up making its way up through the courts, in which case, if Amicus briefing had to be done, I needed to be aware of it. And the issue was that many people in city court were not getting counsel appointed at the arraignment for DUI cases or other cases where they were constitutionally entitled to counsel. A local attorney brought this to the attention of Judge Riojas, copied a bunch of other magistrates on it as well, and sent an email. And there was an email exchange that went back and forth, and I printed out a copy that I can provide to the community as well. But the emails from Judge Riojas, the tone of them is, in my opinion, a little snide. It's inappropriate for the bench, but more problematic was the content than the tone, because the content was, in being informed that people were not having their right to counsel, their constitutional right to counsel honored, that the response was, I'm not aware of any law that says that they're entitled to counsel at the arraignment. And if they just open up any book on the issue, the first page of chapter 6 of my book explains when they're entitled to the appointment of counsel. And it's at the arraignment when the state says that they are seeking any jail time. And in a DUI, jail time is mandatory. It's not discretionary in the state. So they are entitled to counsel at their initial appearance, which in city court is their arraignment. And Mike Bloom wrote a letter to the presiding judge of the Superior Court when he caught wind of the email exchange with Judge Riojas. The case that he cited for this is a 2008 case, which is not brand new. But the Supreme Court actually said this as early as 1972. It is not a recent change. It's not something that just happened last week. This is half a century of black letter law. Furthermore, defendants are entitled to counsel. If they're entitled to counsel, they're entitled to it whether or not they request it. And that goes back even further. That goes back 60 years. So the problem that had been going on in the city court, apparently, according to Judge Riojas, is a shortage of attorneys. And that's a very real problem. We've seen that in Pima County as well. There's been a shortage of attorneys. And as a result, the Public Defense Services for the county is actually bringing Maricopa County lawyers to work in Pima County to take cases by appointment. This is a hard problem that is, it's certainly a challenge. However, the response should not be for the court to put its head in the sand and pretend that it doesn't exist. That if the city public defender cannot take more cases because they are they've reached the extent that they can under a case called Joe Smith, which is the ethical rule for defense lawyers in public defense agencies, cannot take more cases than they can ethically handle. Because if they take one case more than they can handle, then they're providing deficient services to all of their clients. That's a real problem that we're suffering locally now in city court and superior court. And it's an historic problem that we always have in public defense, because there's always more defendants than there is money to defend them. But the job of the court is to make sure that the defendant's rights are honored. So if the court doesn't have enough attorneys, the court can't just, before the court allows a case to proceed to a pretrial conference to the next hearings with a defendant who is uncounseled, the court should dismiss the case. And the city attorney should make sure that counsel is available. The court could bring in city counsel and say, order to show cause here. What are you guys doing to get us more attorneys here? The court could have meetings with defense attorneys to say, what can we do to get people here? But those are ways of trying to solve the problem. Merely sending an email saying, what do you want us to do? Maybe you and your friends can come and volunteer. And the response that he received was, I've never had a contract, but tell me what I need to do, and maybe I can take some of these cases. But if the need is presented to the community that we need more lawyers here to take these cases, then we can do it. But instead, this was discovered through a grapevine. And only because somebody that didn't get an attorney appointed managed to go in and speak with somebody who works in the field. Now, if the Judge Riojas' emails also said, why don't you take it up on appeal in an appropriate case? The problem with taking it up on appeal is that these are people who don't have a lawyer to do the appeal for them, who don't even know that they have the right. So how are we as the community going to be able to bring this up to a higher court in a case where we don't know which cases it exists in? So this is something that was just occurred in late March, and in early April, Mike Bloom, a local defense attorney, sent a letter to presiding Judge Bergen in the Superior Court, and the problem then resolved immediately through backroom discussions. And it's good that it got resolved through backroom discussions rather than in open court at the Court of Appeals with a published opinion. We shouldn't have had to go to the Superior Court to tell on the city court. This is something that's so obviously unconstitutional that it should have been understood from the get-go. And to respond that we don't know of any law that requires the appointment of counsel cannot possibly be, it's at best it's incompetent, and at worst it's dishonest. And that alone, I would submit, is disqualifying for continued service as a judge. And if the committee would like, I'd like to provide a letter here. Who do I get? Clerk?
Hi.
Do you just have one copy of it?
I can get some copies.
That would be great. That would be great, thank you.
Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Eichner? I'm a little bit interested in this arrest to arraignment committee that you served on with Judge Riojas. Because as you said, like most of us, if we have any experience with Judge Riojas, it's through IAs, maybe. I haven't served on any boards with him or you know, any of these committees, because I think these committees are the bulk of his job. Can you tell us a little bit about his contributions in this committee?
So one thing I should say is his demeanor is extraordinarily polite. There's no yelling involved or any, there's no problems in that regard. He generally speaks from experience, but he also generally speaks from a position with, this is what I want to accomplish. That when we now do initial appearance.
Yes. So we did get clarification from the city clerk. We can't, the board can respond to any criticism or clarification. It can't be back and forth to question the audience.
Okay. I'm going to have to change my original advice.
I will cease my answer.
Right. I wanted to get you guys trying to find a right moment.
Thank you.
Did you say we can't ask questions? Is that what you said?
No, we cannot.
We're not allowed to.
Why?
Because of open meeting law. Because it's not specifically on the agenda, and so, Perry, correct me wrong, but I think it might be a notice issue.
Correct.
Because that's usually practiced at the Board of Supervisors, or somebody criticizes a board member, they can respond directly to it, but if it veers much beyond that, it could be an open meeting law.
And it's only noticed.
Can we move to go into executive session?
Yes, we can talk about it in executive session, but we can't have an interchange with the speakers.
Is our speaker excused?
Yes.
Thank you. Dee moved to go into executive session and I will second it.
Perfect. Is that into roll call? Okay, so we have Marion Ferguson.
Yes.
Suzette Jimenez.
Yes.
Dee Grace Scott absent. Saida Lidiet.
Yes.
Dina D.
Diego.
Yes. Thank you. Dee Samet.
Yes.
And James Rappaport.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going into executive session. Dee Dee, I will be sending you, and Saida, I'll be sending you the link.
So we get out of here then, right?
Yes.
We here?
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, I can't remember. Do we do roll call after, or are we good?
No, because we just said roll call to end.
Oh, I see. Okay. But the record shows Ray is here.
Yes.
Okay. So I think the next item is to set our next meeting, and I think our next meeting.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm going to go on another apparatus. I'm getting off.
Yeah, how do you enunciate
your last name? Diaglio.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
Everyone does it.
Hello, I'm back.
Yay. Hey, can you hear us?
Sorry, I had an issue with the apparatus I was using. I had to go to a different one.
Can you hear us?
I can hear you now.
Okay, so I think the last item is to set the date and time for the interviews. Are we thinking probably at least a couple weeks out? Does anybody have vacation planned? Or?
I have a travel in 1 month in Superior Court for a felony. So, like, we could not do the week of July 17th.
What about the first 2 weeks in July? I don't know.
Oh, those
no, I think it's big enough. I think we should.
What date are you looking at?
So I got, correct me if I'm wrong, I think July is out. The Marion and Suzette can't do the third and fourth week, and then I think Dina's out the first 2 weeks.
I am in trial August 14th through, what about July 31st? What about August 7th? August 7th.
August 2nd is good for me.
Okay.
That, okay. And that way, just be clear, that's 7, not, that's 7 and not 2?
August 7th.
Yeah.
Is that too long?
9th. I can do the 9th,
10th, or 11th. What about 9th through 11th? Are any of those days good? Or?
Of August?
I had a big trial that following week, so I am not going to be there. Like, you have trial the whole following week. So August 14th through 21st, maybe? Well, like, honestly, like, maybe it'd be done by Friday.
Yeah, but that's
like, but what if we did like your trial starts on the 14th?
Or it starts on the 14th.
What if we did the 9th? It still gives you the 10th and 11th.
What date are you looking at?
Yeah.
Did someone say August 9th?
No, that date's bad. We were trying to work on August 10th. I know Miriam's got a big trial the following week, but. Sometimes trial lawyers need to do other things, but maybe trial.
Thanks, Dina. Thank you. I sound like a judge now.
I know, it depends when. The issue is the week before, both of my partners are in trial. So I am the only attorney in the office that week.
That type of July 31st at home.
Or what about that week?
When you be back?
The 2nd. Oh, well, what if we did the 3rd?
I am out of town.
What, too?
Yeah, the whole rest of the week.
I mean, how long do we think it will take?
I think judging by past ones, I mean, this could be.
3-4 hours.
I would say at least 3 or 4 hours.
But just judge when you have to leave.
Oh, no, no, it's both judges and discussion.
Unless we just do the interview and then set another meeting for discussion, and then it will be a shorter meeting.
I kind of like doing it when we're fresh. It's not a strong feeling, but.
What about, I mean, that following week, like I'm not sure that the trial will go into the 21st, but like 22nd, 23rd, 24th?
Are we talking about August or July?
August.
That week is very good for me.
So I think, wait, you can't do Wednesdays, right?
Not.
I cannot do the August 22nd.
Okay, what about the 24th?
The afternoon, I can.
Okay.
I'm
getting my teeth cleaned on August 24th. Sorry about that. But I could probably change it if we have to.
That works for the 24th.
24th in the afternoon?
So Dee Dee, was that no on 24th or?
No, I can, should probably change my teeth cleaning. It was on August 24th, but I can change it. I just have it from 3 to 5, but that's all right.
24th works for.
If everybody else is available the 24th, I can change.
24th is good with me.
Okay.
Yeah, let's, any objection to starting at noon? Does that work for the clerk's office in your period? Okay. Any objections to noon?
Just random to 5?
Yes, yeah, I think that's.
What time are you talking about?
So we're thinking noon to 5 on August 24th, Thursday. We could start the interviews at 1, in case there's anything else we need to talk about in prep before. We can start interviews at 1.
We'll need a call to the audience.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
How about we have a call to the audience at 1 and start the interviews at 1:30? Judge Cranshaw first, and then Judge Riojas.
Yeah, and we'll, I can't remember, did we do 50 minutes for the interview? Have we been doing 50 minutes?
I think we, well, I don't remember with the reappointment.
I don't either.
How long they were.
I think an hour is long, but I think Judge Cranshaw's will probably not take that long. But I think we give him an hour, because he wants to present to us something. And then I'd say we do that at 1:30 to 2:30, and then we start with Riojas at 2:30, and just till whenever.
Can we do a 10-minute break after?
That's a good idea.
Can we do, yeah, so we'll do, sorry, it's, so we'll meet at 12. We can kind of like eat and talk among ourselves, and then 1 o'clock, we can start a call to the audience. It's really rare that we get anybody, and I mean, we do, you know, we can, you know, accommodate that as needed. 1:30, we'll start Judge Cranshaw's interview, which will end at 2:30. We'll have a break from 2:30 to 2:40, and then Riojas 2:40 to 3:40. Or 2:45, yeah, that's the announcement. Let's do that.
Yeah.
We'll do 15, yeah. And then, yeah, and after that, we'll discussion and possibly voting.
I don't think we have to set a time limit on the Riojas one. I think we just say it starts at 2:45 and then discussion.
Yeah. And, you know, if it turns out we need more time, actually, I guess another legal question. What is the deadline by which we have to make a decision? Because I'm wondering if we say we and discuss after. We don't have enough time. Are we up against a time limit to make a recommendation to mayor and council?
I can check that. I don't know if there's anything in the code. Is there a code provision that you, because the...
I know there is. I don't have my binder with me.
Do you have the sheet you gave me?
Because I just, I don't want to up against the deadline.
When did the reappointments meet? They're in October?
Pardon?
They up in October?
I don't... They're up against their applications.
Yeah, for both of them.
Did I hear you?
No, I gave it to myself.
What did I do?
It is October 5th.
Yes.
For us, it's appointment expires October 5th. And then it's our casual, October 7th.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think we'll be good. Okay.
So I'll have the clerk's office check too as well in terms of whether or not this is a deadline by which the recommendation has to be issued.
Because there's two meetings in August and I believe I have to go on.
On August or?
Oh, yeah, to mayor and council.
Right.
It has to go in by August because that's what we're doing right here.
No, right, sorry, but I have to go a little bit before then, so I have to ask the clerk to see what it has to be scheduled prior. See how long, I don't know if they want to put September to get it onto the agenda.
Yeah, I mean, we may have a recommendation by the end of the meeting.
Yeah. But yeah, we can cross that bridge.
Yeah, so that may be the deciding factor, how soon you have to get it to the clerk's office to get it on the agenda prior to their dates. But there might be something specific, I'm not aware, so check.
Thank you.
What do you mean with them?
I'll...
You sent them an email?
Great. Any future agenda items that we need to talk about? I think we've about covered everything.
Everybody's free to talk to anybody they want.
Oh, yeah, I did want to say, and you know, for everyone now that we're in open session, we don't get speakers very often, but when we do, open meeting law requires that we don't do follow-up questions with them. We don't, like, it's not an interchange. It's they will give comments to us, and then we can talk about them in executive session. But because things like that are not specifically noticed, it just says generally call to the audience. We're not allowed to engage with them.
We had that mistake because I asked him a question and we're like, oh wait, never mind, I take it back.
Anything else, Zider or Dee Dee?
Not for me.
Zider, anything else? Anything we didn't talk about that you wanted to say?
I don't think so. Sorry, y'all. I'm dealing with my son right now, but no, everything's great and that date works out perfect.
Okay. Thank you, and I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Right, have a good weekend or week.
Take care.
Bye-bye.